Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome back to What's On Your Mind podcast. I want to thank you so much for being here today. I know it's been a crazy week probably for some of you, and this week maybe some of you working from home. I work in a lab, so I don't have the luxury to work from home. Well, I do. Sometimes probably 2 out of the 5 days I can work from home, but the 3 days I have to go to work physically to be in my lab and do some experiments and stuff like that. But I hope you're being safe with everything that's going on. Educate yourself. That's the thing that I've been telling people, because do not just get information from your friend or your friend's friend or your friend's friend's friends, all of that kind of stuff. If you want to learn more about coronavirus, go to the source directly, the CDC, or the World Health Organization. Those websites are really helpful, and you know, don't just trust anybody's opinion on it. And I know it's very hard for us to stay calm in this very stressful situation around us, but know that these two will pass and we all will get through this. So be kind to your surrounding, your neighbor, be kind to other people too. You know, I had this realization when I went to grocery store. So today, I went to 3 different grocery stores looking for chicken because I need to stock up my fridge because I live by myself and I have to take care of myself. If some of you still live with your parents, you probably don't have to worry about this, but because I live by myself, I have to think about that. I have to stock my fridge. Anyway, I had this realization going back to a couple episodes ago. People with scarcity mindset will try to buy all of the toilet paper because there is a limited amount of it and they just want everything for them. And people with abundance mindset probably will buy a couple and leave the rest for the other people. I know like everybody wanna stock up and everything, but I don't know, I just have like complete realization, like the difference between scarcity and abundance mindset of the real situation. Right now, everybody is in a limited amount of toilet paper. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that makes sense to you guys too, or if you guys kind of know what I'm talking about. I hope it makes sense, or I hope you guys can relate to what I'm thinking right now. But yeah, I just want to help you guys. Maybe by listening to this episode, you're not worrying about the situation around you. Maybe you can take a quick 20 minutes break to just listen to this episode instead of worrying about if you should cancel your flight or not. I just canceled my flight. I'm supposed to go to California with one of my best friends, but we decided to postpone it because it's better to be safe than to be sorry later on. Yeah, and if there is anything I can pray for you, just DM me on What's On Your Mind podcast or at Michelle Ishier on Instagram. I'll be happy to do so. Okay, so in today's episode, I'm talking about time, about how you manage time. And in a world that is so fast-paced, we want everything quick and we want it right now. How can we slow down and enjoy the moment and be present wherever we are? Those are the kind of thing that we're going to talk about today. So without further ado, let's just get into the episode. Welcome to What's On Your Mind podcast with me, Michelle. Here we're going to talk about everything that's on your mind, things that are keeping you up at 2 a.m. in the morning, or random thoughts that you're having when you're in the shower. You will laugh or cry, but at least it's spoken and it's not just buried inside your mind. Hey guys, what's going on? I know I'm a week late, but how's daylight saving time going for you guys? Also, I always thought that daylight saving time. I always thought that daylight saving time is only affected in the United States, but apparently there are 69 other countries that are doing it too. So if you're not familiar with daylight saving time, it is the practice of moving your clocks forward during the warmer months, meaning that you will lose an hour of your sleep. And it starts in the spring times, and they move it back again during the fall time to return it to the standard time. So it has been pretty rough for me. I need 3 cups of coffee a day to stay awake. And yeah, I hope you're doing better than me. So in today's episode, I want to talk about time. I think it's very relevant with the recent change in time, so why not? We live in a very fast-paced world where we freak out or we get frustrated if the internet goes slow. We have fast food restaurants in every corner, Now we have apps for grab-and-go orders in coffee shop. We don't like to sit still, and we want things fast, and we want it now. Why wait if we can get it now? Am I right? You know what? Sometimes we actually take pride of how busy our life is. You haven't seen a friend in so long, and when you do, they ask you, "How are you? Have you been?" And normally the default answer is, "Oh, I'm so busy. You have no idea." Then they say like, "Well, busy is good, right?" And if you're in the workforce, you'll be like, "Okay, yeah, good for business." Or if you're still in school, busy is good. Busy means that you get the most of your educational experience through all the clubs or activities you're encouraged to join in. But sometimes the busy life we live in is never ending. It's sprinting from one to-do list to another. We rarely take moments to breathe because we always want the next thing. When I was a kid, I wanted so bad to be an adult. I remember when I was 15, my mom and I had an argument. I think it was about a sleepover or something. So my parents never really allowed me to sleep over somebody else's house when I was growing up. My parents' reasoning was they don't want me to burden other people, but they welcome every one of my friends to sleep over at my house. I guarantee you that was just an excuse for them because I was a great kid. There is no way I'm gonna burden other people, right? But anyway, we had this argument and I was so upset that I wrote on my BlackBerry Messenger status. I don't know if you remember that, but it was a while ago where you have BlackBerry phone and they have their messenger, like an iMessage kind of thing. So I wrote on my status with all caps that I am 15 and not 12. Now thinking back at it, I think it was so funny that when I was 15, I thought I'm this big girl and whatever. But my point is, we always want to move so quickly. We want to grow up so fast. And if you listen to my previous episode, you know that I am 25. Because I said that a billion times. Like, if you get penny for every single time I say my age, you can probably retire tomorrow. Anyways, I always thought that I would be married by 23, have my first kid by 25. Now I can just look back at all of those thoughts and laugh at it. Because I am nowhere near that. But if you're married by 23 and have your kids by 25, good for you, man. Honestly, congrats. But we like to plan ahead, and there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's great to anticipate. I used to be the extreme example of that. When I was a freshman in my community college, I planned ahead of all the classes that I should take. I looked it up, I did my research. I wanted to make sure that all of the classes that I'm taking is transferable to a university. After I transferred to UNH, I planned my classes pretty much 2 years ahead. So say I am still in school right now. And so what is that going to be? Right now will be like spring of 2020, right? What I would do is I would go online and looked up of the classes that is offered in fall 2019 to plan for my fall 2020. And I do the same thing again for spring of 2021. They normally don't change that much, like the schedule of the days and the time and stuff like that. They always stay the same. Not always, but like it's probably close near around the schedule of last year. So I have this spreadsheet where I put my classes for the year ahead. That way I would know what I would have to register to so I can make sure that I get into the classes I would need to graduate. My advisor didn't have to worry about anything. I had zero relationship with her because all she had to do was you give me the registration code or whatever it was. If you go to UNH, you know what I'm talking about. So yeah, I was that annoying girl that always planned 2 to 3 years ahead of what she wanted to do. And sometimes everything I do is an autopilot that I forget to enjoy the moment I am in. Sometimes my body is just going through the motions and not really paying attention of where I am and why I'm there. Sometimes I would feel numb to life because all I do is surviving. Surviving to life itself. You just go into the habit of, you know, waking up in the morning, going to work, going to sleep, and repeat. Have you heard about the hustle culture? It's pretty much a standard set by society that pretty much believe that you will only succeed if you grind nonstop, if you exert yourself to the maximum capacity. Hustle culture doesn't sleep. Sleep is overrated. They take an all-nighter. Or hustle culture doesn't take lunch breaks because that's for the week. Sounds great, right? From the employer standpoint? Wrong. This will only lead to overwork and then burnout. In the summer of 2014 and 2015, I work at Dunkin' Donuts. I sometimes open the store, which means that I had to be there at 4 a.m. So I work there from 4 a.m. to noon, or sometimes 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then I had a second job, which is grading standardized tests from 4 p.m. to midnight. And I did that with taking summer classes. Also, I needed to spend time with my friends. And I had a boyfriend at that time. I also just got a puppy then. Oh, and on Sundays, I played keyboard for the church. Now, talking about it and, you know, thinking about it back then, I felt like I was insane that I was able to take all of that on my plate. I had no time for myself. I was so stressed out all the time. And when I hung out with my boyfriend at the time, I always got cranky and we would fight all the time. I thought busy was good, right? Then why was I not satisfied? Not happy? Sometimes we are so busy with being busy. I don't know why, but that sentence is just so funny to me. Maybe because it's true to myself. Think about that for a second and ask yourself that. Are you busy or are you busy? Now, certainly there are plenty of time that we're actually busy. But more often than not, it's what we're busy with that may need a closer look. Busyness or working hard and hustling, those are not bad things. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you can probably take a single common theme, which is you are in control. You are in control of your life and you get options. You get the options to choose which mindset do you want to have. You get the options to do whatever you want to do with your life and what you think is best for you. You are in control of your life and you are in control of how you want to live your life. It may seem that like busy life chooses you, but the truth is you get the option to intentionally choose what kind of busy life do you want to have. There's a good kind of busy life, which is a full life, a life filled with what matters, and we get rid of what doesn't. List all of those things that matter to you. So while I'm preparing for this episode, I listen to a lot of podcasts. I read a lot of blogs too and watch a lot of TED Talks video. So I'm not quite sure where I get this one from because I get it all mixed up. But the speaker or the writer said that try to change your I don't have time to it's not a priority. So when you say I don't have time to do laundry today, you change it to doing laundry is not my priority. When you say, I don't have time to cook dinner tonight, what you actually say is cooking dinner is not a priority. When you say, I don't have time to go to the gym and move my body and take care of my body, what you actually say is going to the gym to move my body and take care of my body is not a priority. When you realize that it starts bothering you, like the sentence you're forming doesn't feel right, that's when you understand that being busy is a choice. How you manage your time is your choice. If you don't like spending an hour scrolling through Facebook or scrolling to TikTok, you have the choice to choose differently. Look back at the list you made of all the things that matters to you earlier. Have you spent time on those priorities? I have a newsflash for you. Everyone, and I mean everyone, like Oprah, Obama, your mom, everyone has the same amount of time per day as you do. So that I don't have time because I'm so busy thing that you've been saying, maybe look back at that and take a closer look on how you're spending it. I kind of briefly talked about it on last week's episode. There's only one thing you cannot get back in life, and that is time. Once it's gone, it's gone. So let that sink for a moment and realize how much worth do you give to your time. Great. Now that we're on the same page on how to spend those precious time, have you heard the quote? I know, I said that a lot, right? Like, I love quotes. So you can be sure I have a quote for this too. Okay, have you heard the quote of be where your feet are? It honestly means to be present wherever you are. If you're in biology class, then focus on learning biology and not learning about your physics test coming up next class. If you're at work, then focus on getting your work done and not what to get for dinner later on. Or if you're hanging out with your friends, then be present in that and not worry about your deadlines for your project. When you have that focus of being where your feet are, you give the people around you an amazing gift that is so rare these days, which is your undivided attention. When you give people your undivided attention, you value them. You value their time, you value your time. You gain more insight into this person and your relationship with them, and you will improve that relationship. There is a study done actually in 2014 where a few researchers paired up 200 participants and invited them to sit down in a coffee shop. They told them to come to a coffee shop and chat with each other for about 10 minutes. And the research assistants were then told to observe this conversation that's happening from a distance and pay special attention to whether a phone was used, whether a phone was touched or placed on the table during the conversation. When the time was up, the participants were asked to answer some questionnaires to measure how they're feeling about the conversation itself. Like, is there a connection or is there any feelings that come up, like empathic concerns or anything? So guess what the result is? They call it the iPhone effect. So if either participant pulled their phone out or placed it on the table, the quality of the conversation was rated to be less fulfilling compared to conversation without the presence of the phones. And in the study, they said that even when they are not in active use, meaning like the phone is not buzzing or beeping or ringing or flashing or anything like that, but just having the presence of the phone is a representation of people's wider social network. Just by having a phone nearby, people have the constant urge to seek out information, check out for communication, and direct their thought to other people and the world. So knowing that undivided attention is truly a rare gift in today's world. And if you value the person you're speaking with, show them. Be present. Be where your feet are. Well, now you probably say that, okay, I know what my time worth. I know I have to be present. And now what? How do I slow down time? And how do I not feel rushed all the time to not get burnout and to be able to enjoy the present time? And don't worry, my friends, I have a list for you. Not saying that I am the expert of this list, but I don't know. I just came up with a few lists of what I think that may be helpful. So first stop on the list is to set up your boundaries. This is a topic that I want to dig deeper in the future episode. Like why we need boundaries, what are the boundaries we need, how to set those up, and all of those stuff that I think is going to be very interesting and helpful for other people. I definitely want to talk about it, but let me know if that is something you want to listen to as well. But for now, in this context, learn to set boundaries means to learn to say no. Understand that it is okay to say no, and don't feel guilty about it. You may or may not realize it, but when you say yes to something, you actually say no to something else. If you say yes to an hour of Netflix, well, let's be real. No one can really say yes to just an hour of Netflix. But for this example, an hour will do. That means you say no to an hour of, I don't know, yoga maybe. Or if you say yes to go out drinking with your buddies, that means you're saying no to saving up money and sleeping early. I don't know. Or if you say yes to an hour of editing your resume, that means you're saying no to an hour of Mario Kart. It's not always that black and white, but there are always no's to all of your yeses and vice versa. There are always yeses to all of your no's. Like I said earlier, a good kind of busy life is a full life that is filled with what matters and get rid of what doesn't. So when you say no to things that don't matter, you'll say yes to things that do. Again, think back to the priorities I talked about earlier. Alright, next thing I want to talk about is balance. You heard it all the time. There's work-life balance, work hard, play hard, and then there's life balance between your relationship with your family, your friends, your partner, yourself, all of those kind of stuff. But the thing about balance is, it will never be a perfect balance. It's not going to be an even split 50-50 between work and personal life, or it's not going to be even split four ways kind of thing. Oh, maybe 25% for my family, 25% for my friends, 25% for my relationship with my partner, my husband, my wife, boyfriend, my girlfriend, whatever, and then 25% for myself. It's not going to be like that. Not going to be able to split 50-50 between work and life, and then from that 50% of life, we're going to split it four ways, friends, family, partner, yourself. It's just not going to be possible. But to touch back about being present, balance is about being 100% wherever you are. It's not about doing everything for equal amount of time. It's about doing the right thing at the right time. Oof, that is just a mic drop worthy right there. So let me repeat that one more time. Balance is not about doing everything for equal amount of time, but it is about doing the right thing at the right time. There will be time when you need to focus more on your schoolwork, so you put pause on your social life. And there will be time where your friend needs you the most, so you put pause at work and be there for your friend. And there will be time when you need to take care of yourself, so you put pause on everything else around you. So I'm a Christian. I don't know what your belief is, but I believe that the Bible is God's words. In the Bible, in the book of Ecclesiastes, it says that everything has its own time. There is a specific time for every activity under heaven. I believe that. And whether you're a Christian or not, I'm sure you can relate to that or at least heard of a saying similar to it. Like, there is time for everything. There is time to sow and there is time to reap. There is time to cry. There is time to be happy. There is always time for everything. So knowing that there is time for everything, be all there during that time. Be present. I tend to try to fit in everything in one day. Or when I was in college, I tried to pick 4 to 5 classes per semester plus lab because I wanted to graduate early or because I wanted to take advantage of being a full-time student. I don't know if it's true for you too, but at UNH, the tuition of taking 12 credits is the same with taking 20 credits. So I guess I wanted to take advantage of that and get the most for my money. Now, with work, with my new job, I've only been there for about 3 months now. But on my second month there, I asked my boss what he thinks of me so far. And, you know, I kind of want to get his feedback, if there's anything I can do more, and if there's anything I can learn from it. You know, I just want to make sure that he didn't regret hiring me or something like that. So I remember asking him that, and he said that I like to do a lot of things and volunteer for a lot of stuff. And he kind of worried that I will get burnout so quickly. He told me to slow down a bit. He also told me that he worries that I take bigger bites than I can chew to somehow prove my worth. Yeah, I absolutely agree with him. I mean, sometimes in life, we do that, right? We want to impact the world by making big contributions. Or to make it more specific, if you're still in school, you want to join the sport team. You want to join the band. You also want to join math club or debate team. You want to do all of these stuff, but when you spread yourself that thin, at the end of the day, your impact won't be as impactful as it could be if you just pick and focus on a specific thing or two. My parents can attest to this, I swear. I grew up learning how to play keyboard. I don't remember when exactly I started, but I remember going to classes. My parents paid someone to teach me. And then 5th grade, I wanted to learn guitar. So I signed up for a guitar class since after school. And then 7th grade, I wanted to learn how to play drums. My parents actually bought drums and made music room at my house. And then 8th grade, I went back to wanting to learn piano. And at the end, today, I may be okay at playing keyboard. I know some keys on guitar, but I have no clue at drums. My point is, I am not an expert at any of instruments because I didn't take the time to master one thing. Once I know how to play one thing, like knowing to play a song or something like that, I move on. I didn't master it or becoming a pro at it because I was so distracted. I wanted to learn keyboard, piano, guitar, ukulele. Now I have a ukulele at home that I haven't used in so long. And drums. I wanted to learn all the things that I can. But yeah, at the end, I'm not an expert on any of that. So yeah, maybe you can relate to that, maybe not. But I want you to imagine that you're near a lake. When you throw 5 small pebbles, or maybe 10 small pebbles, you will see small ripples. You see like that small wave that came out of the water. You see small splash from the water as you throw the pebbles, right? But when you throw 1 big rock or boulder or anything like that, you will see big wave on the surface of the water. Okay, well, where are you going with this, Michelle? Come on, hurry up. You've been talking for so long. My point is, instead of doing 10 things a day, focus on 3 things to accomplish each day. That way you won't feel overwhelmed or being pressured or feeling like you have no time to do anything else. So once you choose to accomplish 3 things a day, and once you complete that 3 things, you have the rest of the day to relax. And if you think about it, doing it this way, by the end of the week, you accomplish 21 things, which is probably better than having 21 things in one day and just doing one thing, and then you beat yourself up because you couldn't do all the 21 things that you plan to do in one day. Does that make sense? I hope it does. Okay, I think I've spoken for a while now, but let me just point out one last thing. It's okay to slow down. It's okay to be unproductive, even if it's just for 20 to 30 minutes a day. It's okay to not read anything to further your career or impress your friends or impress your parents. It's okay to do nothing. It's okay to do something useless like how to fold origami or how to, I don't know, do magic. It's okay to light a candle, turn on the water, and take a bath. It's okay to turn off the music and just dance. It's okay to just be you and be yourself. And it's okay to just be. For all you know, there is time for everything. So that is all I got for you guys today. I hope you enjoy listening to this episode, and I hope that this episode can take, you know, a couple minutes off your day to not worry about coronavirus and worry about, well, not worry, but to work on yourself or to do something with your life, or I don't know, I just want to be the light in this dark era that we're in right now. But let me know what you think. Let me know what you think about the episode, about this coronavirus that we're trying to tackle together, and pretty much everything that you want to talk about. I'm here open to talk to you guys. DM me on Instagram at What's On Your Mind Podcast or at Michelle Isiar. Tap that follow button so we can be friends there. And please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you listen to your podcast so you don't miss out on next week's episode. And yeah, I just want to remind you guys that rating and reviewing this podcast on Apple Podcasts will really help this podcast and help others to find this podcast so that this podcast can help them in whatever way they need. Thank you again for listening today, and I'll catch you guys next week. Bye!